Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Middle School Intermediate Orchestra. I'm Rory Schneider, Professor Emeritus at Diablo Valley College. Yeah, we can wait a couple minutes to start. Anyway, I used to teach at Diablo Valley College, now retired, and going to make some comments here at the CMEA Festival at Castro Valley High School 2019. Are we starting now, Wave Dancer? Wait.
Did he start?
First impression when I saw you guys come in, nice looking group, good instrumentation. Thanks for the setup up thing. I did see your number of violas is fantastic. And number of basses is good. You might move the basses a little towards the audience to really get that fat low end, which is usually missing in young groups. This is a challenge piece for your intermediate group, doing very well on it. Want to hear more of the eighth notes? Da 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 da. Accents bring out this odd subdivisions, the syncopated subdivisions. At 4/4 is like an 8/8 with 3+3+2. Ba da 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 da. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. It's great. Very nice. A little more energy, 57, and more on that. Da 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 da. A little more volume on the downbeat of those accents. Try to drop the pianissimo right away. Piano there. Watch for the retards. Anytime there's change of tempos, I want to see. All right, nice job. Good way to let that end. Yeah, that's a great 2.5 plus. It's got some challenging things there, and you did very nice at it. And most of you are sitting with a pretty good playing position. Haven't watched all the bows, but it seems to be up and down bows are good. Also thinking about matching the amount of bow you use. That's the way you look at the principal player. And see if they're using just the middle or a larger part of the bow. If you're not using all the bow, think of it this way. You paid for it, or your parents did. So use the whole thing when necessary and when you get a chance. Takeda no Kamitura. Don't know this one. Some interesting music. It'd be nice to also play some something from the classical literature. I don't know if there's pieces composed just for string orchestra by major composers that would fit your group, but an arrangement of a Mozart or a Schubert or something like that would be a good idea somewhere during the school year. This is nice, though. You're doing, showing your sensitivity here. Viola sound really nice. Nice to start with the viola soli. Nice warm sound from the viola section. cicada's not quite together. That's always difficult. Even for pros. Your concert mistress has a beautiful right hand flowing wrist action. When I took the string class at UCLA, the teacher was the principal violist with the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra. And what he taught us mostly is that your sound is your right hand. How you control that bow and control your dynamics and intonation and vibrato are more important than the left-hand fast notes, because anybody can do that, but the individuality comes from the beautiful sound created by the bow in the right hand. So think of that. Take your time. Don't rush that melody. Boo-doo-da. It's like, don't push the eighth notes. Make them feel relaxed right on the beat. That's a wonderful piece to feature the low end of the string orchestra. That's great. Good balance here between high and low strings. Could maybe use a little more of the kind of counter melody at 41 in the violins. Cello still the melody, so they predominate, but I like the difference in accents and phrasing for those two lines. I'm even seeing a few people using vibrato. I don't know if it's ever too early to start doing that, especially if you have a teacher. That is a beautiful sound. A very musical moment, thank you. Got some chills. Beautiful on the ending. Very, very musical. Wonderful playing. As I was saying about vibrato, if you have a teacher, do that. If you, if your friend is a teacher, and your friend could show you what the teacher showed your friend. Or even on your own, go to the San Francisco, watch their vibrato. Go on YouTube, if you're a cello player, and look up Yo-Yo Ma and watch how he does that. Just as some beauty and just the exquisite playing of a string orchestra where everybody does vibrato is something you will be doing later on as you go, when everybody's consistent and can do the vibrato. Fantasia on a theme from Thailand. Starting out fairly similar in sound as the last one. pretty good pizzicato. But if you listen closely here, little blips where it's not quite there. That's very difficult at any level, getting pizzicatos right together, because it's just the point of the beat. It's easier to notice that it's not precise than with the horns. So the trick is to really watch and also to have practiced it with a metronome so you know what the even playing is. Good job there, cellos, on that alternate technique. Could use a little bit more of a slap on that stuff that you did, cellos. And bass. That could make it a little slower, and you might even experiment with a little rubato for that section before the Allegro coming up. Nice minor chord. Here we go. Dig in. Aggressive. Ba, 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 ba. I'd recommend a little bit of space between those notes in a low strings, 36, 37. It does say marcato underneath it. That means da, da, da. A little space gives it the marked accent. Less from everybody except the violas. I like that the music you chose gives features and important parts to each section. So each everybody has some music in their folder that they like to practice, I hope. Once again, your guys are kind of covering the viola. Piano, quarter notes, dotted half notes, softer, please. Nice. Loud, soft. Ooh, 16th rushed. Way to get those 16ths right in tempo. Subdivide before thank. Yeah, I'm impressed with the pizzicato here. I think you guys worked on it. Which shows good group feeling. When I see a pro orchestra, like San Francisco Symphony does pizzicato, and they stay so well together. How do they do that? Well, because they've been playing with each other for years and years and years, and they know how things go, and they all have an excellent sense of pulse and excellent conductor. All right, some technical challenging parts here. Rhythmic parts a little too much. I always want to hear the melody. You know, good balance is having everybody recognize the relative importance of their parts and how they fit into the whole thing. You're going to usually have melody or rhythm or harmony. If you have a melodic part, you're going to bring that out. If you just have whole notes and half notes, that's harmonic backgrounds mostly. And if you have that repeated rhythmic things, that's just rhythmic vitality. And you want to hear them all, but you always want the melody on top, right? Very, very nice. Nice ending. As I might have said, you guys play very mature for your age. I wouldn't think you were an intermediate orchestra until I looked at you and saw you're kind of young. But musically wise, you're more mature than I would have thought, maybe, and you're doing very, very well. And as I mentioned before, I hope you do some real classical standard literature during your school year, and maybe one on a concert program besides these two. But I'm sure you're doing that, so. Hope some of the things I've said will help you out in your future growth as musicians. That's the whole idea of these festivals, to do your diligent work individually and as a group to practice and put on a good set at the festival, which you did, and then go to sight reading, which is even more important, I think, to show how good your musicianship is. So I hope you practice that as a group. I'm sure you did. But did anybody practice that at home? Yeah, you can sight read at home. You get a book that's a little easier than the stuff you're playing, and then practice by looking at it. Sight read a page every day, especially when you're getting ready to be rated in it. And then hopefully hear some of the other groups at the festival. That's a little harder nowadays, but it used to be people would come and play and listen to four or five other groups, which again is a very, very important way to learn, because you know what it's like to play in a group and you listen to one and then you hear good things and bad. You kind of think like a judge, like, oh, this is good. I could, you know, it's all music education. That's the whole idea. So thanks and keep up the good work.